Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're excited to tell you about our changes for 2020. Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesday, and Friday at our usual time, 7 to 8 a.m., right here on KKNW.
We'll continue to bring you the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge from natural health to spiritual growth.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is moving to Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. right here on KKNW, 1150 a.m.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, although we're out at 1130 today. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And, by the way, you can see a picture I posted this morning of Kevin and Helen and Kathy. See their bright, shining faces?
Just look at Helen and Kathy.
Oh, okay. Well, and Kathy would say, just look at Kevin and Helen. So there you go. Anyway, Kevin and Kathy are the bookends around Helen, and you can get an idea of what a powerhouse Helen is. She comes in a small suit, but she's a powerhouse. And Helen Thayer, National Geographic Explorer and best-selling author, is our guest today. And if you want to check out Helen's stuff, go to www.helenthayer.com. If you want to follow the National Park Series, then you click on Adventure Classroom, then click on National Park Series. You can watch the Vimeos, see the photos, and all of that good stuff. And if you want to find Kevin McDonald when he's not here, you can go to myindependencereport.com. Listen to his podcast.
And I want to remind you to be sure and tune in next Sunday because it is the last Sunday of the month, so I'll be at church. But we will have positive talk with Kevin and Kathy, entertaining, educating, entertaining, and uplifting the human animal. Great interviews, a variety of topics, and in-depth interviews, which I really like, and a lot of fun. So you got anything special for next week?
Yeah, next week we've got a couple of really interesting folks. One is the animal communicator. We haven't had an animal communicator in a while. And so she's going to come and talk to us about your animals and what's going on with them. And she's a psychic, and so she works with animals a great deal. And then the next hour, we're going to talk to somebody who's going to tell you what's the difference between a good psychic and a bad psychic and how to tell them apart so that you only work with the really good ones.
Yeah, so this will be interesting. And I am not familiar with the animal communicator coming on, and so I've not checked them out. So Kevin and Kathy are...
We're under the gun.
Yeah, well, you guys are checking out these folks for us to see if these really know what they're doing and are good and accurate and all of that. So you all can help chime in on all of that.
And both of those are on my independence report, so you can go there.
And so you'll be on 9 to 11:30 next week as we are today. All righty then. We got to keep up here. It's listener questions, and we're going to get to the workout, but one question was, do you have a desire to hike the Appalachian Trail?
Not really. It's a way over there, and I don't know. I've been back there a lot on speaking engagements. Clients have hired me to go back, and I don't know. It just doesn't have the appeal to me as the Cascades. I guess live in the Cascade Mountains.
Listener wondered if it might be too crowded to go.
Well, that's it too. There's a lot of people, and the mountains are not very high, and it just isn't. It's very pretty. The fall is absolutely gorgeous beyond belief. But with the Cascades up practically on my doorstep, within just a few minutes, basically, I could be on the Pacific Crest Trail, and so. And I wouldn't take Sam. I will not fly Sam, and I'd have to drive.
Well, that makes sense. All right. So now Tina in Lake Stevens, and I happen to know Tina. She's a friend of mine, and she's a tiny little thing like you are.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to know about your basic workout routine. So what does she need to start doing to keep up with you?
Well, stretching is very important, especially as we get older. Really, at any age. The first hour of my day is spent stretching, and I do acupressure, which is the same as acupuncture, but with your fingers, and I find that extremely beneficial in stretching, whole body stretching.
Okay.
And if you find a spot that's getting a bit stiff, work on it. Mm-hmm. And then I, because then it's time to feed all the animals and do all the farm work, and then I do my cardio work on the hills. So I have 12 acres of steep hills. Do my cardio work up and down, up and down, up and down with the dogs as
well.
You
walk up and down?
Yeah, walk up and down. It's very steep. It's one hill that I walk, and it's extremely steep. And
I've been there. I know.
Yeah. And so that gives me a super workout for 1 hour. 1 hour, that's all I do is just solid, straight out. Flat out, hard,
okay.
Hard
up and down,
walking.
Up and down. Okay.
Yep. And then, because then you get the muscles working both ways, going down and then coming up. And then I do, 3 days a week, I do an hour of weight training.
And you have a little gym type thing in your house,
right? I
have
a gym downstairs, yep. We have our own gym. And I work out in my gym with free weights and pulleys. And I have, believe it's 14, yesterday I added one. Be 14 different exercises to take in on all parts of my body for strength training.
Okay, and you do that, you do an hour 3 times a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so an hour of stretching every day, an hour of cardio every day, which is up and down the hills, and then 3 times a week an hour of weight training.
Yeah. Some days I throw in an extra half hour of cardio, go hit the steep hill again if I feel like I need a bit more.
Oh, just for fun. Okay, Tina, there's your marching orders. Good luck.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, we'll see how you do with that. All right, now next question is, with these national park treks and the National Park Series and all this sort of stuff, how do you pay for this? How do you fund yourself on
Well, I'm not a fundraiser. I don't go with my hand out expecting people to put money in my hand. And I fundraising is not me. So I solved the whole problem. I'm a motivational speaker, and clients hire me to speak, and they pay me a fee, and all my speaking fees and my book revenue all goes to pay for Adventure Classrooms. So basically, you might say I work for my
you work for the funds.
Yeah,
to fund yourself.
I work for it, which is very satisfying to me because being the independent soul that I am, I'm not out there asking people for money. I just simply go out and earn it through my speaking, and the clients pay me to speak through the motivational speaking. So,
because certainly you could do a GoFundMe or something like that and get the word out, and you'd probably get lots and lots of money.
But
you just don't have any desire to do
that
way.
No, I just don't like that too much.
You like paying
for me.
That's
good
way.
For other people, but not for me.
Yeah. So you like paying your own way.
Exactly. Keeps
All right.
me independent.
And I'll tell you, if you have a company and you need somebody to come talk to you, your company about how to motivate your sales force and to get stuff going, I can't think of a better
Can you
person.
Imagine? There just can't be a better motivational speaker than Helen and
well,
telling her
you.
Stories. And
how long does it
through.
Take to tell your story? Do you have like a day and a half to do that?
Well, it's usually 45 minutes or something like that. Sometimes they let me go for 50 minutes.
All right. So before we run out of time here, you've got books coming up, and your hope was to have the book about Charlie done right now. But you're almost finished?
I'm almost finished that. I'm sort of going through editing it myself before I send it to my professional editor. That one, I've also started
so
on...
So basically, you've completed the Charlie book. Do we have a title for that yet?
It's The Hero at My Side.
Ah, that's a great one.
Great
the Hero
title.
At My Side.
Yeah.
That's a great, great title.
Yes, because that's what he was. That's exactly
yeah.
what he was.
Ooh, I love that.
And then I've got The Sahara.
Well, but so your edit, that's being... You're editing
I'm,
now. Then
I'm
it's got to go to the
making,
professional
I'm just making
editor.
Sure I've got the story filled out properly.
And do we have an ETA as to when it's going to
no,
be available?
No, I'm hoping within the next few months, but I
okay.
can let you know on
but
the show.
But you will
show.
Let us know right away.
It'll also be on my website, too.
Excellent.
And I've
Excellent.
Also started on the book, 4,000 Mile Walk Across the Sahara. Bill and I were the first two people to make it from Morocco to the Nile River. And
and almost didn't survive this one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
In
this
fact, didn't you? You told us before that particular trek, the Sahara Desert trek, was so horrendous that you didn't want to talk about it.
We both agreed when we left that desert was that we both agreed that we will never speak of this journey to anyone. We just... No,
well, because just so people
know,
about it. If you haven't heard the story, the really that there was a point in this trek where locals got a hold of you guys.
We were kidnapped, and
you were kidnapped.
Stood up side by side to
and you were put up for a firing squad.
Yeah, we were,
and they're going
to
take you out in a firing squad. You're standing there ready to be shot.
We also had to walk through a total of 600 miles of minefields and. We were robbed three times by desert bandits, and it was a very difficult journey, to say the least.
Yeah, so it was so bad you didn't want to talk about it. But anyway, I mean, because you were up for the firing squad, but thank goodness Bill was a real lifesaver
yes,
on
yeah.
that one, because he had a clever little idea, and he tricked them.
Yes, he did. He was smart, and it just it worked out well. And so now I'm, because I need to write it, because Bill was 50% of that journey, and I will dedicate the book to his name. And I'm ready to read it, because when you write these stories, you have to relive it. It's the only way yeah. to really get it into paper and get your reader walking and going with you.
Right,
they have to
right.
feel as though they're there with you. So you have to relive it. So I'm ready to do that now, and I've started on that. And actually, it's quite exciting. And because I really, the Sahara itself, I'd love to go back, but it's impossible. It's not possible anymore. Al Qaeda and various other groups are there, and there's no law. There's no law anymore. None. No law. Mm. And so it's too dangerous. And it would just be like putting your head in a noose and being alone. It's not a place for a woman to be alone anyway. That would be.
Yep.
I wouldn't even get through the first country. So and then no. that's,
I'd try to talk you out of that one.
And so that's why the national parks are a wonderful program, because I get to impart educational knowledge to kids, encourage them to get out and walk and exercise, and also... it gives me an excuse to walk, you know, many hundreds of miles a year in the parks, and it's just it's a good lifestyle for me.
I got a quick question, if I can. Can I ask a quick question, please?
Yes, quick.
When you were standing there and you and Bill were standing there and you had rifles pointed at you, what goes through your head when you think you're about to be shot?
Well, at first you're icy cold from the inside out. It's a very, very difficult feeling to describe. You're totally icy cold because you know we're going to die. But then I don't know. This, I guess it's because Bill and I are both optimists. Something, we both agreed afterwards there was something away deep down, even beyond that icy feeling, knowing that the end was about to come, that made us feel like, you know, something is going to, this will work out. There's something in there was kept telling us that. It was a way, way deep. It was a tiny little feeling, but we agreed afterwards.
That would be Divine Mother
there.
Saying, I got your back.
It was
your back.
That's it.
It was there. And then Bill, he took his GPS. Well, he asked permission, can I reach into my pocket and take my GPS out? It's a gift from hell, and I, when I die, I'd like to have it in my hand, which I was, and I'm looking at it and thinking, oh, this guy's going crazy. And so anyway, he took it out, and he pretended to punch a message in on the keypad. And then he told them, I've just sent a message to base camp, and they will be out by helicopter in just minutes. I've described them, and they know that you're here and what you're doing. Well, of course, the GPS doesn't send. It only receives. And I
But
asked,
they didn't know that.
No, and they bought the story. And they threw all of our belongings off the truck and untied our camels, and they took off as fast as they could go. They believed us. And afterwards I said to Bill, how in the world did you think of that? He said, I have absolutely no idea. He said, I didn't think of it. I didn't plan it. It just popped into my mind. I just did it, and that was it.
And see, and that, that, folks, is what divine guidance is all about.
We were being taken care of.
You just have to pay attention and listen. And it is that tiny little voice.
And we've been taken care of a lot.
Yeah.
We are all part of God. We all have that part of God inside of us. And if we just can still our minds and open our hearts and listen, the guidance is there.
Yep.
So they're alive and well for this.
Probably why
I'm glad
I'm,
you said that.
It's probably why I'm here and not have been a polar bear meal.
Yeah, exactly. They have that too. All right. We are going to... take a sidetrack here just for a moment. I'm going to forego the music for current events because we're almost out of time because we've got to be out of here at 11:30 today and have advertisers to take care of. So I'm just going to give you the highlights on current events this week. If you want all the details and the items I don't have time to mention, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events. Linda Rasmussen, not only is she giving away a free session, but she's got two free workshop seminars coming up. The first one, What is Best, BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, free talk and demonstration. That's this Wednesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Intraspace at the Rainier Brewery. She would like you to RSVP by texting or calling her at 206-841-1992. Then she has another free Family Best class on Thursday, February 6th. That will be from 7 to 9 p.m. You can learn a simple, powerful technique to provide energetic balance to your children, spouse, or parent. So join Linda for a free hands-on class. Space is limited. So register by 5 p.m. on February 5th. Again, call or text 206-841-1992. One of my favorite presentations at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett at McCollum Park, The White Birds of Winter, will be this Thursday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. Our wonderful Northwest biologist and trumpeter swan expert, Martha Jordan, will be doing her fabulous slide presentation and education about these magnificent birds. $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. Call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. All right, urgent message this week from Pigs Peace Sanctuary up in Stanwood. They got buried in snow. They're having trouble feeding the pigs and getting supplies, so they need donations and they need it now. So it's Pigs Peace Sanctuary in Stanwood. Their website, which you can donate through the website, www.pigspeace.org. Pigspeace.org. And you can stick a check in the mail to Pigs Peace Sanctuary, P.O. Box 295, Stanwood, WA 98292. And remember, if I'm going too fast for you, you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. Remember, it's movie night for the kids at Seattle Humane, February 14th. Drop your kids off at Seattle Humane. They'll stuff them with pizza and show them a PG movie, and you can go out for Valentine's Day. And mark your calendars for annual Tuxes and Tales May 9th this year. And let's see, I think that's all I need to cover, except to tell you next week is Positive Talk with Kevin and Kathy on Animal World, educating, entertaining, and uplifting the human animal with great guests, in-depth interviews, a variety of topics, and lots of fun. So yep. Be here for Kevin and Kathy next week. Right now, we are going to take care of our advertisers, because without them, we can't have Helen on anymore. So you need to listen, pay attention, and support them. They are the most important part of the show. I mean, we are blessed to have them, because we wouldn't be here without. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are, and we'll finish up with Helen straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, I'm sorry to say that we are almost out of time here on this week's edition of Animal World. For a while, we've got a Husky women's basketball going on, so we'll be out at 11:30 on a lot of Sundays coming up for the next month or so. But it has been a pleasure. We've had Helen Thayer, National Geographic explorer and best-selling author, and adventure classroom creator and trekker all over the place. in the studio. And now, if you would like to learn more about Helen, or perhaps you would like to find out what's involved, if you'd like her to come speak to your, you know, she can educate your kids, come speak to your kids in school, can do the motivational speaking and all of that. All of her information's on her website, www.HelenTheyer.com. And if you're interested in the National Park Series and the Vimeos we've been talking about, and all the photographs and Helen's scientific reports and write-ups on all these great places, you go to HelenTheyer.com, you click on Adventure Classroom, and then you click on the National Park Series. That brings up the page that there are three Vimeos up so far of Death Valley, Joshua Tree State Park, and the Craters of the Moon. And then, of course, she'll add to that. And because, let's see, you are off next. We're working on getting Charlie's book finished up. It's done. It's just got to go through the editing and publishing, all that process. And hopefully in the next couple months or so, we'll have that.
Yeah.
Then in March, you're taking off for
Organ Pipe National Monument.
Organ Pipe National.
Organ Pipe.
Organ Pipe.
Yep.
National Monument. And where is that?
That is down on the border of Arizona and Mexico.
All right. So you and Sam are headed off to Organ Pipe Monument. And we'll have you back in after that and hopefully launch the books and all of that good stuff. As I've said, you can find Kevin at myindependencereport.com. You can find Kevin and Kathy. Positive Talk with Kevin and Kathy on Animal World. Educating, entertaining, and uplifting the human animal, and they will be here next Sunday.
So you can go to church.
So I will be at Temple. So they're free to do whatever they're going to do. But
well,
they are also aware that there are archives. So Aunt Martha will eventually be listening. Just not next week while you're doing the show, because that's why I'm at Temple.
And if you're a friend of Martha's and listen to the show on a regular basis, be kind to us, because Martha will hear about it if we're not.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, and I want to hear back from everybody.
Well,
and
sure.
So far, I've only had wonderful reports. Everybody loves you guys. So we're good.
Well, what's not to love about Kathy? She is just goodness.
Well, I don't know. She is a wonderful person, isn't she?
Oh, she is dynamite.
Yeah. Of course. I could listen to you read the phone book. I just love your energy. So, but I'm delighted, Helen, that you made time to come and see us. I'm not happy that I wimped out because I didn't have power for a day and a half, and that how miserable and poor shape I was in after shoveling 50 feet of snow, and I find out Helen at 82 shoveled a mile of uphill driveway at her place.
Can you imagine?
It's good exercise.
Boy, no kidding. I'd be dead on the side of the road, I'm afraid.
Yep. So I guess we all have some working out and weight training and stuff to do. And it's a new year. Perhaps we can start that.
Yeah, this year or next.
Perhaps you can, Kevin.
Sooner or later, we're going to have to.
All righty. I want to just say thank you so much, Helen, www.HelenTheyer.com, Adventure Classroom, then National Park Series. Keep your eye on the website because the book stuff will be up there, and we'll let you know when Helen's coming back again. Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you. Kevin, thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
And Helen, you know I love you.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to come on your show.
And Bill, I am so sorry. Next time, I will not forget the chair or the newspaper. And as always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. Kevin and Kathy will talk to you again next week.